Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, you guys.
This is
another episode.
Not just another episode. This is the episode.
This is
Kelly
a
Taylor.
Episode. This is a big Kelly Taylor Ooh, episode.
Big.
A lot of kissing going on.
Oh, I have careful. Comments.
You have so many comments.
Oh.
Wait, do you want to give your comments now?
No, wait. Jen, take order.
I have two that will hook people in.
Okay,
keep listening.
Hook them.
Tori/Donna, I'm real sick of that ass, Ray. WTF, you need to get away from him.
Sing it, sister.
Jenny/Kelly. What is going on that you have a boyfriend named Brandon and you are fully making out with Dylan?
Listen, I was so scared for you. I was like, what if someone comes by that knows you guys?
What if there's paparazzi on that beach?
You didn't even really feel bad or weird or awkward about it.
No, it felt natch. It felt so natch. I just did it. I mean, Kelly just did it.
Sometimes in life, you just have to go with it. You were in the moment.
Yeah.
Two things that need to really be addressed.
We are going to address them because this is season 5, episode 30, Hello Life, Goodbye Beverly Hills. It aired May 17th, 1995.
This is the big sweeps.
Synopsis. It's the ultimatum heard around the world. Kelly is forced to choose between the bling bling of Brandon's ring and a ticket to paradise with Dylan McKay. Ooh. Meanwhile, Jim and Cindy are leaving for Hong Kong and Andrea leaves the life she once knew. And Donna is starting to realize Ray's abusive behavior is really taking a toll.
Just starting to realize.
Directed by James Whitmore Jr. I have things to say about that. And written by the beautiful Jessica Klein and maybe a little bit by Steve Wasserman.
Writing good. Very good.
Writing very memorable. That's for sure.
Yes.
Where to begin? Go through it all. I have one more thing I really want to address.
What is your third thing you'd like to address, Amy?
Andrea kissing everyone on the lips.
I know. Hi, herpes and COVID. Herpes and COVID.
Well, that's all I got to say. That was pre-COVID. What was that? SARS? What was that back then?
Nope. That was herpes, herpes, and more herpes.
Oh, my God.
So many lip kisses.
How did we get through 10 years unscathed?
I don't know. I don't know. And Nona Rinda had herpes, and she kissed me all the time. I don't know how I made it.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Let's just jump
in. Brought to you by Valtrex.
Yeah. If you could send some over, please. Thanks. Episode recap. We're starting in a weird foreign place. Oh, foreign. Get it. And I didn't know what was happening. I don't know if you did. We're starting at the travel agency where Dylan is buying a romantic vacation package for two. And the second person is Kelly Taylor.
I thought maybe it was going to be Dr. Molly Campbell. Wasn't sure.
Presumptuous. So presumptuous, though.
I know. Like,
what is travel agent? Do you guys know her? She's somebody. No? I mean, we're all somebodies.
I don't know who the travel agent was, but great question. I feel
like she went on to become someone.
I don't have her on my list of guest stars.
Seems expensive for a whim, too, because he doesn't know you're coming, and usually that stuff's not refundable.
How expensive is a trip around the world? I've never been
back
on one.
Back then.
Well, how expensive is one now, I'd like to know?
$100,000 now, $50,000 what? Then. That's just my...
Absolutely that's my... not.
Higher?
That's a good guess. No, it takes $10,000 to go to Hawaii. I mean, hello.
So higher.
Yeah.
$100,000 then, $200,000 now.
$300,000. Do I hear $300,000?
I'll take it for $500.
Dollars?
He has $4 million, so he doesn't care.
I would advise him to start caring because
$4 million
is going to go pretty quick if he's spending it like this. Yeah.
Feels like an episode of Cribs. It's going to go fast.
He needs to make some investments.
Yeah.
I got a guy.
Well, he thinks he's making an investment in the future. Great, hand him over to me. But I think, you are his investment in the future.
Yeah, he's still a kid living on a prayer. I don't know.
So we don't know what he's thinking, but we're going to go ahead and go on to the Walsh house where Jim gets a phone call and he's so blown away by this this offer that he got of a promotion and a 2.5-time raise.
Seriously, that's a big raise. Let's think about that. One. What do we think Jim's making right now? 200, and now he's going to be making 600?
Wait, he was not making $200,000 a year in 1995.
That seems too high.
Your numbers are off today.
It does seem high, but they live in Beverly Hills in the flats.
Yeah, but he doesn't even pay for that house. It's a company expense because they moved him there, remember?
Yeah, and we know what corporate housing looks like, just like that.
Yeah, they just gave him a little help. They probably paid for the
stipend.
Moving truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's definitely making a lot more now. Did you see Brandon like, hey,
I loved it.
And then he's all, stop.
That was cute the way they were doing that.
Yeah.
Jim looks real tired in that scene. He looks tired.
He's been stressed, you guys.
he
thought he was getting the axe. He really did. But no. He is moving to Hong Kong.
That's like crazy.
Did you guys hear the completely inappropriate music they played when they mentioned the Hong Kong?
Oh, geez, I missed that. But do you guys remember, though, like, did they want to leave? Want to leave?
Yeah, on a hit series, they were like, please let us out of here.
Okay, so this was they were asked to.
It doesn't seem like,
Sorry, I don't know, actually.
I hate it. My first note was, yay, the Walshes. I love seeing them. I love seeing them in their kitchen. I love seeing her cook. I love seeing him walk in his suspenders. I don't know what I'm going to do without it.
I would have kept them around.
This was the last episode for no, this is not their last episode.
Next week. And then they do come back.
Is next week the part? No.
It's sort of part two, yes.
When's the party?
The house goes for sale. That's all next week.
We had a party in this episode, though. We had two parties. She had so many away parties.
I know. I got a little sick of them. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to keep seeing her, but I was like, they could have done something a little more fresh.
I didn't understand why there were more than one party.
Yeah, why was that?
Why?
There was your party. Oh, no, pardon me. There was the school party.
Okay.
There was the actual Peach Pit, we're driving away moment. That wasn't exactly a party.
Oh, the after dark? What about, there wasn't a party inside the Peach Pit? That's when they were
there was.
Away.
That was the goodbye. So I wouldn't know if I'd call that a party. They were picking up their breakfast to go.
It was a gathering.
It was there for the lip kisses.
Yes, yes.
I mean, or on 90210, as we reference it, it's a party. Because, everyone in the same spot, it's a party, saves money. Cool.
I love that they went back to West Beverly, which we'll talk about.
Okay, let's get back to it, you guys. The beach. We go from Hong Kong to the beach, where Kelly is hanging out with Dylan.
Rollerblading?
Well, first of all, she's rollerblading.
Let's talk about you rollerblading first. Let's not skip over that, please.
Not real good at that.
Oh, see? You were being harsh on yourself. I was super impressed.
Yeah, I thought you were good.
I thought, she's going to fall, and then she did.
Were you a rollerblader at the time?
Who wasn't? It was the mid-90s. Everybody rollerbladed.
On that very piece of land.
Right? On that strip right in front of that beach apartment.
Yeah.
That was real.
But then I got nervous when they showed you because you were going slow. But then it looked like it went from your POV and you're going real fast.
Yeah, I was out of control pretty much. But thank God Dylan catches me and falls under me so perfectly.
In a romantic public moment for a girl who has a boyfriend.
For everyone to see.
That was super, weird. Though, like cohesive. Because I can picture you, and I know you, and you were probably laughing and wanting to be aggressive because you're being funny, and it could have ended a different way.
I just think that was one of those situations where I was like, how are we going to do this? We should work it out. I don't know if this is going to be good or not. What if I get hurt? And Luke was like, just roll the camera.
Yeah.
and then he's like, just skate towards me. I'll catch you. Don't worry.
And you're like, now you're going to catch me? Uh-oh. Let's hope so.
Yeah. But it worked out. She falls. They start making out. And Dylan surprises her with the trip, the tickets that he bought. It's weird because it doesn't seem that shocking or surprising to Kelly.
Correct. It's very odd.
It's very odd.
Oh, you're right. But maybe she's playing it cool. I mean, how is she supposed to react?
But she...
Well, shouldn't she say, I'm dating Brandon?
This is weird.
I don't know. I just couldn't stop staring at how beautiful you looked. I didn't care what was coming out of your mouth. I was just like,
I would like to talk about how at the time, I also didn't think it was weird. And then now I do.
Yeah.
Well, at the time, you were just like, they're kissing.
What was she supposed to be like?
Boyfriends.
And such good kisses. I'm really, I felt those kisses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So did I. I mean, for you. I felt those kisses for you.
How many years later is it now?
32?
32
No, 29. Sorry.
29
I think
years.
29.
That feels weird. Yeah, 29 years later.
28? I'm not great at math.
Still gives me the feels.
We've learned that today.
Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Books.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Books.com, promo code 90210, Books.com, promo code 90210.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops. Timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210.
Okay, can I go on a limb that you and Luke, or Kelly and Dylan, have a hint more sexual chemistry than Kelly and Brandon?
Duh.
Yeah, just everyone saying. Okay, I'm just saying. Just, like, sorry. I don't mean to be Captain Obvious. I just want to say.
Okay. No, but I think they both have good, you know, stuff there that's just different.
Yeah, yeah. You should marry him right now.
Dylan.
Because you should marry Brandon. He's more stable.
She's too young.
Well, too young, of course.
Wait, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Let's go to the peach pit where Ray,
dude, this guy,
being his usual D-bag self.
Are you sure? I feel like this episode took a drastic turn.
What do you mean?
To prove a point.
He's hideous in this episode.
But it goes, I know he's been a little douchey, but like
he pushed you in the motel room. This guy sucks.
They know what's coming now. The writers are finally like, yes, we know what the next episode is going to be. We got to get to it.
If this was now, everybody would be like, get away from him.
Yeah.
I think at the time we were like, Ray's kind of cool. What the hell was wrong with me? That guy sucks so bad.
But you can tell that Donna really is seeing it now. But she doesn't know what to do.
Tori's face is a little bit Donna's right now. Like, Tori, you're like a little bit feeling for Ray when it's like, that guy sucks.
Mm-hmm. Say it.
What do you want me to say?
Say, Ray sucks.
Ray sucks.
Ray's a bad guy.
Wait, Tori, do you think Ray sucks?
Wait, does Tori think he sucks or does Donna think he sucks?
Both. Both.
We're the same.
You're not, and that's something else we need to work on.
Okay, I'm concerned that Tori slash Donna is still giving this guy a shot.
Yes.
This guy sucks so hard.
Guys, it's hard when you're in something to just leave, no matter if it's bad or good.
I think we all know that now about Tori slash Donna.
Yes.
Oh, but are you saying at the time?
At the time, yeah. Donna really, like Kelly never would have stayed with a guy like Ray at the time. She would have been like, get out of here, loser. Or Claire. Val. Oh, Claire would have been like, beat it.
Do you think in hindsight, like they wrote the character of Ray based on my real life and that bad boyfriend I had, Jen?
I think Valerie would have stayed with that tool too, because Dylan and Ray treat her badly and she's always going back for more.
Do the years line up?
I don't think that they, I mean, that would have been really
clever of them.
Pro. I was saying in a pro for them to like,
but maybe they
capitalize
that-
on something so bad happening in your life.
Yeah.
That they would write that into the show. I mean, I would think that they would have had a little bit more sensitivity.
It tracks for Donna.
It's oddly listening to, like, he puts me down. I was like, oh my God, this is exactly what I used to say about that boyfriend.
And Mrs. Like, Martin does
remember.
It.
So even if they didn't plan it, nobody caught that. Like, ooh.
Yes. Once and again. Mrs. Martin treats Donna badly, so she's just mirroring what she has experienced growing up. Mrs. Martin is always criticizing and like doing weird stuff.
This is getting weird.
It's getting weird. We need Molly.
We need Molly to hypnotize you so that we can go back in your life and figure out what the fudge is happening.
I think it's Mrs. Martin, if I'm going to say.
It always starts with the mom. Come on. Such an easy... I resent that remark now as a mother. I'm like, I said to my girls the other day, when am I going to hear about your therapy sessions about all the ways I've messed you up? But it always does go back to
it always.
Why
true.
The mom?
Yeah. Your kids will blame you, Tori, for anything wrong in their lives too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Of course. They blame me every day. What do you mean? But that's, you know.
Okay, so she invites Ray to Andrea's goodbye party, and he refuses to go because he doesn't like them. He asks Donna if he made her choose between her friends and him, what would she do?
Oh,
what choice
God.
Would she make? Donna, which choice would you make, Ray or your friends?
I had this conversation over and over in real life. I always chose you. Are you happy?
Yeah, I am.
Not to use the most obvious term in the world, but he's a bit of a gaslighter, too.
Oof. The worst.
That sucks.
Then we're going to go on into the Walsh house there, where Val, of course, tells Brandon immediately, hold on, hold your hat. I skipped something very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did.
You and Val.
When Val comes over to borrow the notes.
We have to talk about this.
She sees the ticket.
Why did you leave the tickets?
Seriously.
And when she walked in, why didn't you jump up and move the tickets?
I mean, Kelly didn't seem very surprised at all to have Val just walking into her bedroom like that.
Right?
But I was
or
like,
nor
wait
did
a
she,
second.
She didn't really seem concerned that she saw the tickets.
No, she's very, like, relaxed that day.
It was all the rollerblading.
I was exhausted from all that fresh air and rollerblading and making out. Anywho, back at the Walsh house, Valerie, of course, tells Brandon immediately. Dylan and Kelly are, she like literally runs there and says they are taking a trip around the world. And she tells Brandon, it just kills me that you're fooling around, that she's fooling around on you like this. It kills me.
Kills her, pains her. She's right there if he needs someone, though.
It's just creepy to me now that she's going to put her sights on Brandon.
Is she?
I don't know. It seems like it.
Hmm.
Dylan's house. Brandon comes over. Oh, yeah. So Brandon finds out. He goes straight to Dylan's house to confront Dylan. And he tells him, I know you love her, but they have a special connection and he will never understand.
Well, hold on. First, he puts on his best, actually nice fitting tweed blazer to go over to Dylan's.
You want to wear a blazer when you're going to go over to a friend's house.
Confront. Yeah.
It's tough. It makes him look a little tougher.
It looked good. It looked good. I thought they were going to get into it. Like, he just walks away.
I was hoping there were going to be some action there.
Why wasn't Brandon more fired up?
I don't know. Those two, they don't ever really fight. They just talk about fighting.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not his nature to suddenly be all crazy about it. But yet...
Well, I wish he had gotten a little more in his face. I wish he had done something. Yeah. Here's the thing that makes me... Sorry, I'm just going to say it. Want Kelly with Dylan is moments like that when Brandon... It's like fight or flight, and he's a flight guy. He doesn't, like, he's not standing. Like, I wanted him to go to fight for his girl. But not fight. Like, just something.
Like, be a little more aggressive.
A little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those two are the worst set of friends of all time.
Yeah.
It's just like, who is, what?
I guess that they're not, Kelly is not very good friends to Brenda. Brandon's not very good friends to Dylan. Kelly's not a very good boyfriend, a girlfriend to Brandon. Dylan's not a good friend. It's a lot. There's a lot of deception. Yeah.
In primetime series. Yeah.
So. Right. You got to have those triangles to make people interested. So then we go back to the beach where Brandon surprises Kelly with a new pair of rollerblades.
I mean,
this is the second time that made me not root for Brandon. Like,
that he gives her a pair of rollerblades.
I thought it was going to be something clever, like, I don't know, something for her trip to be like, so she'd be like, what? You know what I mean? Like,
A set of luggage.
Yeah, that's what I literally thought at first. And I was like, oh, it's too small. It's going to be something clever. New rollerblades for my girl. I was like,
apparently you're the rollerblading queen of the world. And we just didn't know.
Yeah,
slotted her in. Remember, he used to rollerblade. Who was that girl that had dresses spandex? Brooke.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Things. Great memory. Great memory. The short-haired girl from the beach club.
That one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real good memory.
So the truth comes out here.
Unitard, yeah.
Kelly lets him know, or he lets her know. I'm not sure how that happened, that he knows about the trip around
the world.
He
tells her.
Kelly admits that she still has feelings for Dylan.
Well played. Ugh.
Well, and at says least she's that honest. Brandon didn't have to buy her a ring to prove his love.
Well,
did he buy that ring? What went into that? Like,
that was a quick turnaround. Yeah.
Where was the money for that?
Yeah.
It looked like a carrot. That's not cheap. Maybe it was grandma's ring. We don't know.
That's what I wanted to hear, though. It. Like, because it was just so out of the blue.
And so generic. It was just so generic.
And then a ring at the pawn shop next door. Like, what?
It just was really like, what?
Then he asks her to marry him. And she doesn't say yes and she doesn't say no.
She doesn't have to say yes right away. Like, it was so weird.
If you don't, she puts it on.
Yeah, if you don't say yes right away, if they don't say yes right away, people, it's a no.
It's
like, just remember that for the future.
You're right.
It really is. If they have to think about it.
Third ding against Brandon. He's okay with that. He knows that she says no. And he's like, well, whenever you decide to put it on, it's like, that's just like,
and
no,
really
yes or
what
no.
He was doing, if I may say, in college terms, he actually was pinning her because I don't think he either was ready to get engaged, but he wanted to be engaged to be engaged. So really, he should have just gone to the sorority and pinned her.
Or he could have said it was a commitment ring.
Yeah. Feels like he wasn't ready either.
And no, to double down, though, he invites her to move into his house when his parents leave to go to Hong Kong. Like,
sounds sexy.
They're just going to pretend to be married people in the old Walsh bedroom.
Because that's where you want to be. Leave your beautiful beach apartment.
Right. Right.
Oh, and to go into Jim and Cindy's old pad. Also, I was at the point where I was like, wait, they're just going to keep that house and let Brandon and Val live in it?
Well, that's coming. Okay. You'll find out about that.
That's the next episode.
You find out.
Tag the house, yeah.
So at the pee pad, Ray approaches Valerie.
Oh, people have asked you, please not call it that anymore. Just let me know what the people say.
Oh, okay.
They want you to be done with pee pad.
Why? Jeez, thanks for letting me know. You could have shot me a text. You could have maybe emailed me that. But no, on the air. Why? Why don't they like me to
call? I don't know. It irritates them.
Those are the initials.
It irritates them.
I'm sure that's not the only thing I do that irritates them. I'm just, you know, I was trying to make a cute little thing. But if you guys don't like it, I will never say it again.
I think that, look, a few people may not like it, but those that do like it maybe haven't spoken yet. So you do what feels right to you. And right, P-Pad is Peach Pit After Dark.
Okay, wait, I got to say something, though. So if they're talking about it, they're talking about it. Don't lose it.
Correct. It definitely has made an impression. Great point, Tori. It's called branding.
There you go.
I don't like to disappoint.
And Wee Wee Pads did it ages ago, but you were next in line, and now it's the pee pad. Yeah.
Wherever it is, you know that place.
Yes.
Ray approaches Valerie to tell her that he is afraid David and Claire will spill the beans to Donna. And Valerie tells him his personal life isn't her problem.
Yeah. She's just so classic. Yep. Also, can I say shit tons of people love Valerie. They are there in the comments. So
yeah. I mean, who doesn't? They always love the bad girl. They love that. Like, you know.
Yeah. I'm still iffy on her. Iffy.
Did you guys notice in this episode there were a number of very odd close-up angles on most of the cast at some point in a scene?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. You know, I don't want to.
Here's why I noticed it, because I literally can see everyone's lipstick so much.
It's just too close. It's too close.
And even the boys' dry lips, it was so
the
close.
Scene where it was very prominent, I'm not sure we've discussed yet, on the porch of the beach apartment with the two of you talking.
I don't want to talk about it.
The lipstick? Wow.
Anyway, I was like, who directed this and why are they so close up?
But some of them I liked. Like some I was like, oh, it's intimate. It's great. I didn't like when I saw myself that it was done to because I'm paranoid about it. But
it was
like
very close. I could see in your ear, Tori.
Ew.
Oh, good. If that's what you were looking at, then I'm fine.
I forgot to say that when Val comes over to Kelly's room and just walks right in like she owns the place and talks to her like that, I would have beat that B. I was like, who in hell does she think she is, this girl talking to Kelly Taylor like that?
How'd she get in? Like everyone just walks in, like the door is always unlocked?
I guess we just leave it unlocked.
Yeah. That's safe. Not safe considering there was a rapist that came in, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she just walks right in.
You know what? I was watching this with Dave, and he said to me, I am losing respect for you.
Oh.
He was confusing the characters like people do sometimes. And he was like, why would Kelly be kissing Brandon and Dylan?
Many have that question.
Yeah, anyway.
Many do. And so nonchalantly, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Almost like it's okay, but...
But you guys, let's go back to when Kelly and Dylan were first together and Brenda was there and they were just kissing freely on campus.
Yep.
Like, I feel like there's never with characters like, we got to try to, I guess, I don't know.
Well, and you switched from Dylan to Brandon quite quickly also.
I think that's the exciting part, though, for the audience, for the viewers, to be like, oh, they're going to get caught. Someone's going to see me.
Right. And we don't have to wait a long time for the next one.
So we go back to the beach house and Kelly shows Donna her new engagement ring and tells her and tells her that Dylan has offered her a trip around the world. Donna says, you wouldn't leave Brandon for a fling, right?
Yeah.
Fling. Why would Donna call it a fling, though?
Right. I thought the same thing.
Yeah. Well, Dylan is not as stable as Brandon. Like, that is correct.
Yeah, but still, her best friend in the whole world knows the complicated nature of that relationship.
Correct.
She would never call it a fling. Anywho.
Who do you think Donna really does want her with?
Ooh. Knowing Donna, probably Brandon.
That's the impression I get. Jenny, is that your take?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Just because she thinks it'll be like a better, safer, stable life for her.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the scene, too, where Donna finally confides a little bit, or we see her confiding a little bit in Kelly about how her relationship with Ray is not feeling great.
Yes.
And Kelly,
this was actually a good scene.
Not very good advice. What did she say? Go with your heart? Go with your instinct? I don't know. Something totally lame that really didn't help her at all.
First you tried. You said not to lose yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you did say go with your heart because you asked me and I said that I wanted to be with him. I don't know.
Kelly would never do that either. She'd be like,
no, you're right. She wouldn't.
Get away from him.
I don't like the way he treats you. And
get away from him.
Yeah, she would not. Yeah,
Kelly / Jenny would never do that. Fact. Never have.
It's actually a very good scene that if it was not shot so close up, sorry, there's a frog in my throat, but if it was not shot so close up, it would have been better.
I didn't understand that. I don't know.
Actually hurt the scene. I don't want to be that person.
Yeah, because you're not focused on the words. You're like looking at their
face. I was so focused
on
your lips and the makeup.
And the makeup and the pores. And it was just like, I don't want to see that.
It was, I got very distracted from the actual,
my parrot bite.
Like, the writing was quite good in that scene. But it was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I sort of missed some of it. I watched it again. It's fine.
Dylan comes over to see if Kelly has made up her mind because the plane leaves in 4 days. And that's when he spots the engagement ring. And she said, oops, I forgot to take it off.
Also, nobody's worried about finals. Brandon was a tiny bit, but aren't y'all in finals and you're just dealing with life's most dramatic situations?
Yeah, finals, schminals.
You can't choose when life happens.
Oh, and of course, Dylan and Kelly start making out there too.
Oh, it's so weird.
Weird.
Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farm, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code 90210, Bouqs.com, promo code 90210.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Wait, I forgot to mention Brandon's awkward highlighting of the book during the awkward scene when Valerie just rips the Band-Aid off and tells him you're basically like going around the world with your ex-boyfriend.
He was highlighting.
Fake highlighting. He's just like fake highlighting.
I was staring at her outfit. I wasn't a fan of that outfit.
Which outfit?
It was like the beige, right?
Yeah.
Sweater vest? No, vest.
I wish I would have looked at that more.
No, it was like a... was it ribbed? Remember when those were in? Like a little few buttons.
They do put her in sort of some tan and it matches the tan. Yeah.
I don't know. The whole thing, I usually like her outfits a lot. I didn't love it. Sorry. I was focused on that.
And then it's cute because Donna and Claire are watching them from inside. It's funny. They're like really interested in what's happening out there. And Donna.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then
that
Claire
was good.
Tells Donna that she could do so much better than Ray. And yeah. Donna gets defensive.
Whatevs.
Yeah.
I was too focused on her brown lips.
If you were Claire, would you
like
tell her?
Lipstick, I didn't like that color. I'm cutting you off.
No, please. Go.
Donna admits she had a crush on Dylan. Who didn't?
Who didn't?
Right. That was true. But if you were Claire and you know this guy sucks, like, Is Claire not being a good friend by not telling her, like, your dude sucks?
She should tell her by now.
Or an anonymous note, something. Like
anonymous note.
Or David needs to tell her. Somebody needs to say, this guy
is bad David news bears. Does David end up telling her? No. Who tells her? No one tells her?
I don't know.
We're not there yet.
Back at the Walsh house. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Jim and Cindy tell Brandon and Valerie that they have decided they are going to move to Hong Kong.
And how could they not for 2.5 times? So the money is rich now.
It's the money. They got to go. Is Cindy okay with that? Like moving across the
she's
world?
She's got her doctorate or whatever it is. Remember, they're like, she's got her master's. She could teach classes. Like all of a sudden she's just like.
And Valerie's like, she only speaks English though.
It's like so random, but okay. It's not forever.
And then Brandon just tells them nonchalantly that he's proposed to Kelly.
I mean, that was totally bizarre.
And of course, Valerie is upset about that news.
Oh.
Then we go to the party. I guess, is it a party? Is it a scavenger
surprise?
I don't know what it is.
Wait, before surprise, I get goodbye, that, can I ask a question? What happened to Val's like undying love for Dylan? Like, that's over. She's just like focused on Brandon. And that's not... What is upsetting is that Kelly and Dylan might go away together.
She's lost everything
about Dylan.
I think she's in a real dither about all of it, if I may. I think she's just all PO'd.
Yeah, I would be too.
I just wanted her to mention it, though. I wanted her to get gels.
I feel like she's mentioning it in her face. Like, we're seeing that in her face all the time. Just how...
Yeah, you can tell she's a little stressed about it all.
Yeah, it's like a scowl slash devil in there.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was just tired because she's studying for finals and working really hard.
As a badass boss bitch at the PPAD.
That's right.
The goodbye lunch.
This is the first of the goodbyes. And everybody's kind of gathered.
Brought like macaroni salad to a fold out table in the quad in the middle of school.
I mean, was that fun for her? Did she like that?
Probably.
She was blindfolded. The blindfold.
That was exciting. Oh, and their Honda. That was exciting.
And their Honda. Looked like an Accord, right?
But everybody's there. Even Mrs. T.
That was. And then Gil.
Gil's back. Who knows why? It's literally if you blink, you miss him.
You know, he always had that weird attraction thing that wasn't with Andrea. So I thought,
walked all the way to his beach house that day. Yeah, I remember.
And of course, Brandon and Dylan were no shows.
Yeah, which is just absolute
unbelievable
because
that does not make any sense.
Those are her two besties. Yeah. They're both coming. They're going to suck it up. And then how about when she comes over and says, I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He told me everything. It's just like, oh my God, what's happening?
Ugh. And then Ray acts like a jerko.
That was the deal breaker for me.
In front of everyone.
Thank you, Jenny. It was so...
Between Kelly Taylor's two polos this episode and then Ray's yellow polo. Did he borrow that from Kelly from one of the rollerblading scenes? What was going on? I was so
polo?
Distracted.
Who would wear a polo? I mean...
You wear polos twice in this episode.
I'm sorry.
Good.
Thank you. I love polos, but this was Ray's lowest low for me, lower than the push, which was horrendous.
What, him wearing a yellow polo?
No, just being in front of everybody. It's embarrassing. He's violent. He's absolutely abusive. It's so bad. It's so bad. And also, for some reason, I have that like diarrhea feeling when couples fight in public and I'm within earshot where I can't handle that. Like,
wait, what's the diarrhea feeling?
I just hate when couples are having a spat in public.
Ooh, me too.
It's like, oh God. Like,
it's so uncomfortable.
It's so bad. And it's just like, Donna, you're back at your school. There's young, impressionable high schoolers seeing you crying, like, I'm sorry, right? Like, I just hated it.
Ugh, when she runs after him. Somebody should have stopped her. They just stare at her and let her run off after this.
I know. Creep. Just say to him, see ya.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, Ray, don't. Like, it's so that, like.
And then he's like, I'm so sick of you and your spoiled rich friends. He's so venomous. Like,
and then he's like, I won't be called. Like, it's so awful.
Well, she says, don't call me.
I won't. Like, it's so triggering and terrible. But I'm like, this is.
Because you know that feeling when, like, someone's doing that to you and you're like. Being like, panicking. No, and then you panic, and then you just get pushed. So you're just like, fine, don't call me. And then they're like, I won't. And they're like, no, I didn't mean it.
It goes from begging. It's like, there's that fine line between begging and then like, yeah, fine. Like, it's just so horrible.
I just wanted her to take her two little pink baby barrettes off and like throw them at him. She walked away.
That would have been a good start.
Yeah.
Was this wearing the pink skirt with the white crop polo? Oh, God.
Yeah.
You were wearing a polo, too?
There's no coming back for me with Ray. He is done. He is terrible.
This is the last time we see him in this episode.
Correct.
I didn't know where you're going with that one.
I'm like, he'll be back. No, he sucks.
Yeah.
Like, they wrote him really, really sucky. And watching it now is just, like, awful.
It really is. Like, now going back, like, we all know what, you know, no spoilers, but what ends up happening.
Yes.
But, you know, in years, the writers still say, and the producers are like, oh, we wanted to then make him redeemable.
That was impossible.
But now watching it back from this point, like, you're like, you couldn't have gone back.
You could never redeem this guy. Mm-mm. And the craziest thing is he's in the opening credits next season. It freaking blows my mind. They make him a regular.
They thought he could be redeemable.
Yes. He is a regular in the starting credits. And it's like, this guy, you have made him.
He really shouldn't have been in the opening credits. I'm going to say that right now because
he's worse than Valerie. And I don't even know.
Valerie because he's abusive. physically and mentally abusive. Valerie's just a idiot. Dirty, rotten scoundrel.
Yeah.
but he's this guy. Mean.
Bad.
But you could see, like, how we so often are like, you know, Jenny Kelly, Tori, Donna. Like, you could see how people were like Ray, Jamie. And it's like furthest thing from the truth.
Such a,
like,
that's such a
Jamie
good
Walters
point.
Is like the opposite, like the kindest human. And mm-hmm. so that is unfortunate.
That's such a good point. It's like knowing that makes me want to revive his career. Although I hear he's quite happy as a fireman. So it doesn't matter. But it makes me EMT, pardon me, EMT. But
still getting defensive.
It also makes me Donna would chase after him. That's so Donna. And I'm like, Donna, stop it.
I think she's going to learn. Ultimately, does Donna learn in the series?
You'll find out. Okay. Well, obviously, like, she marries David.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't remember the wedding? Anyway.
Nope.
Okay. That's amazing.
Okay. So. We go to the Walsh house, and again, Valerie is trying to convince Brandon that Kelly is manipulating him, and she's stringing him along, and she tells Brandon that she hopes Kelly chooses Dylan because he deserves better.
I mean, it's just gag me.
I mean, it could be a true statement.
Yes, but she's like making a move for Brandon, which is so creepy.
But only because Dylan didn't want her.
Or Ray.
I can't even imagine Brandon and Steve wanted Valerie together.
Steve gets no one
and wants Steve. Everyone.
Yeah.
He'll get someone. Don't worry.
Okay.
I remember that. But I honestly didn't disagree with Val in this.
Yeah. Her words are true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here we are back at the beach house, and Kelly and Donna are having a heart to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And Donna's complaining about how selfish Ray is. And Kelly says Brandon and Dylan are both selfish in their own ways, too.
Interesting Donna. Take.
Didn't we mm-hmm. already go through this scene?
I feel like we did.
But that's okay. We didn't touch on that
Not
part.
That
so I'm glad
part,
you brought that
super
part
important.
Up.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up.
And then Kelly does dispense some, you know, usable advice. She says, don't lose yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what happens in these kinds of relationships.
In any relationship. It's so hard. I thought for a young gal, it was very, like, inspirational that Kelly, and evolved, that Kelly was able to see that both the men that she loves, that they're selfish. And I don't know. I was like, that's a really cool thing what she's saying right now. Because, as you can see, Donna just defends her men. But you are like, mine have some moments that are not so great, too.
Yeah, that's well said. And it was a good take that Kelly was able to astutely ascertain.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do. I agree with you. I feel proud somehow that Kelly was taking this time to really weigh, you know, whether she was kissing both of them or not. She was really trying to make the right decision, and she was really considering it. And also, very self-aware and aware to see that they're both so selfish right now. They're both trying to get her. And they don't really care about her.
Right,
they just
want
to win the challenge.
Are they trying to win? Yeah, that's a great point.
That's a good point. Yes. I mean, I do believe they both love her. But in this moment, it's ego and pride that's taking over.
So this is the final goodbye for Andrea and Jesse. This scene at the Peach Pit. Where the whole crew surprises her to say one last goodbye.
And this did not feel like Andrea was saying goodbye. This, to me, was Gabrielle saying goodbye. Correct? Did nobody think
I'm sure it was mixed, because I could feel, just from my watching me in that scene, I felt like I was feeling like, oh, no, Gab's leaving, and I don't like this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't you feel like that?
Yeah,
everybody
same.
Was like, this is so sad. I definitely
cried. Really personal.
Mm-hmm. I cried.
I did too. I cried too.
She drives away and she has flashbacks of all her memories at West Beverly.
Oh my God.
Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farm, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code 90210, Bouqs.com, promo code 90210.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
But wait, we have to talk about each individual goodbye.
Each individual kiss?
The kiss. So when you guys are watching that, were you like, whoa, wow, she's a real lip kisser.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Yeah. I mean, we already knew that.
But I think it started with a Nat kiss. And that kind of was like, oh, wow, okay, all right. And then the kisses went all the way around.
All around. Yep. Well, that's how you say goodbye in Beverly Hills. Then, oh, you guys, I saw Mark Espinoza at a thing at the Mission where we were serving food together.
Oh, you bumped into him?
Yes, we were literally serving cobbler together, like dishing out cherry cobbler. And he looked amazing.
Did you call him Jesse?
No, I'll get to that. First of all, I walk up to him like this close. I'm like, hi. And he looks at me, has no idea who I am.
No.
None. And I was like, hi, hello, hello, no. Mark, hi. And literally, I was like, it's me, Jenny. And then he took his glasses on. He didn't believe me then. Put his glasses on. And then he was like, oh.
What? No, no, no.
I swear that happened.
You look exactly the same.
Well, it doesn't matter. He didn't recognize me. So for the rest of our our time slot there in the cobbler, I kept accidentally calling him Jesse.
Jesse.
Like probably 8 times.
Wait, I like that you were serving cobbler though.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, wait, first I was serving cobbler with Corey Feldman. No.
What?
No.
Ooh, do tell.
What other celebrities were there? This is
Ian Ziering.
Okay.
Wait, tell me about Corey Feldman.
First it was me and Corey Feldman. I got there and Corey was already serving the cobbler.
And did you recognize him?
Did he know you?
Of course. And they were like, you help out Corey in this cobbler section. I was like, okay, hi, Corey. I'm Jenny. And it was awkward. And he was like, oh, hey. And then he gave me a hug.
Stop introducing yourself. Everyone in the whole world knows who you are.
But when you're people upsetting give you me. That look, they don't recognize you. I get really nervous and then I have to like compensate.
That's like an ego thing when people do that.
He was so nice.
He is so nice. Okay.
He is nice.
He is very unique. He's a very unique individual. Mm-hmm. And he was extremely pleasant to everybody there. So. And he has a very big year coming.
About his music. Was it about his music?
A lot. He's got a lot coming out. Music.
Viral TikTok
documentaries.
Jerry O'Connell and Corey singing Stand By Me on the Talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth a watch.
He's real sweet. And he has a really nice son, too, who was there.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun. Anyhow, sorry. We have gone off topic.
No, it's all good. Bit of trivia. Corey Feldman was in one of the Friday Mark the 13th Damon? Story. Corey Feldman. Yeah. Okay. You know.
Of course. Tommy Jergens. And then they be in the next one. He's older, but it's not him.
Yep. I'm glad you know. Okay. Jenny, back to the moment we've all been waiting for.
Wait. I want to tell you more. He was, for some reason, we got talking about the Quiet on the Set documentary.
Oh, no way. Mm-hmm. So this was like yesterday.
This is all while serving the cobbler.
What was this for Easter? When were you serving this?
Yeah, it was for Easter. And he was saying that he had made a documentary back in the 90s and there was some very similar content.
Yeah, no,
famous people.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that people, the powers that be, shut it down and didn't release his documentary.
Yeah.
Explaining to me what was in his documentary.
Yeah.
And I was like, that has got to come out.
Did he name names?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, tell me later.
Oh.
I need to know later.
Yeah. So hopefully that documentary will come out.
Yeah.
Is he planning on it coming out?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that.
I know.
He's probably seen a lot. Yep.
He's seen some shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Back to
please, that was worth it. Very
back
worth
to the
it.
Party.
And, yeah.
And just so you know, the people like our tangents, so don't you worry about that.
They Mark like Damon Espinosa might not like this one, but you know.
But you also, mean Jesse? Bravo for everybody helping out on Easter. That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
And you guys, here's the thing, though. This is his final appearance ever, so
we
so
never
no
see
worries.
Him again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know how they end up.
Wait, what?
You don't know what happens with Jesse and Andrea?
Oh, that's still coming? I thought I missed it.
Well, she comes back. So, Andrea comes back a couple times and we learn. Eventually, they do get divorced. I don't want to ruin it, but.
They're so happy right now in their Honda on the way to Yale.
I know. They're really in love now, but it does not last forever. Now, the moment we've all been waiting for.
Yes.
Jenny,
when Dylan and Andrea kiss on the lips.
No, that, but
that's your moment.
Look, I looked deep into that and I was like, do I see it? Yes, I do.
Oh my God.
You saw it?
I see that they could have worked. It could have worked.
You still maintain that in the peach.
I will maintain that. Thank you, Tori. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Despite people disagreeing.
I agreed with you on some level. I was just wondering, you saw it today, this episode.
Yeah, I did.
1995.
You said people in the real world agree with you that
no, they really do not care for my take. Yeah,
thank
no,
God.
They
yeah.
the but majority. So there might be a couple.
Shoot, did I get in trouble for agreeing with you?
No, they don't.
I'll take it back.
You're
right
now. You're being a nice friend. Okay. They really understand it's my take, and they do not approve.
No, thumbs down on that one.
Yeah, they think I'm an idiot, but I'm not backing down.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do with the pee pad then. I'm not going to back down. I'm going to keep saying it. Because of you. You've inspired me, Amy.
Let go. Yeah.
Okay. So everyone scatters off and it's left with Kelly. Oh, the funniest thing.
Yeah, there was a slow scattering. Yeah. Which I
and
enjoyed.
Steve's standing there and he's like, what does he say? Something
I'm
about.
I'm going to go turn in this
turn
paper.
In my paper.
It's probably not going to get me as good of a grade, but
and
it's
literally
the right thing.
No one is listening and no one responds and he just walks off. Like nobody cares.
You're all waiting for like one of the biggest moments in the show's history and he's just got to get out of the scene with his term paper.
Mm. He's,
Yep. So Kelly says, hey guys, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
This and was so good. They both look bent out of shape when she asks them to talk. Like they don't want to talk, which was a little weird. I mean, one of them just asked her to marry him and the other one's, it's just weird the way they're acting. Like
they're so
babies.
Bitter, yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you think they're just nervous that they're going to get turned down?
I guess. So she
it's
tells
so
Brandon,
bachelor-y too. It's such a bachelor moment because mm-hmm. you've got them both there together with their roses and you're like, who's going to get it?
Mm-hmm. And that dress, the long black dress with the flowers. So nice.
Yeah. And immediately the scene's iconic because I've watched it 500 times on TikTok. So you know exactly what's happening.
Yep. She tells Brandon that she can't accept the ring. Oof. And she tells, and he, so he starts to turn away.
Yeah.
Rejected. And then she says, wait. And she tells Dylan she can't go on the trip with him. And that's when she says, I've made my choice. I choose me.
Oh. It is the most dramatic Bachelor finale ever. I'm not going to lie.
They should do that.
They should do that. Somebody up there should just be like, you suck and you suck. Uh-huh. I choose me.
Right.
Brad Womack did that, but it was reversed.
I mean, that was the moment that I didn't even really understand the. I remember Jessica Klein, who wrote the line, talking to me about it beforehand because I was like, I don't know about this line. And it seems weird. And I didn't feel comfortable saying it because it was such it was so definite, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it's very unique.
Yeah. I don't know where she came up with it, but it was pretty, it was a pretty important moment in the development of Kelly. And mm-hmm. I think it was the first time that a lot of young girls who were growing up with the show and watching the show realized, whoa, Kelly just chose her. I can choose myself.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's resonated so much with so many people.
It's very ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm. Beyond.
If it was today, it's much more, of course. Back then, I think it was
we didn't know how to choose ourselves back then.
That it even was a choice.
Yeah. And especially with the two hottest dudes around town. Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
I literally was like, oh no, is this the right choice? This is very, I don't know about this.
Is prolific the right word? It's very prolific. It's very wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And it just
it seems so scary too watching it. For it to be so definite about something. And so standing your ground in front of these two guys who are both trying to woo her.
And it sticks with you. I definitely thought about it after then and now, like you're oh wow,
and that's crazy too, because we meet fans all the time and they talk to us about their favorite episodes and their favorite outfits and their favorite lines, and that Donna Martin graduates, it's always for Tori and it's always I choose me for me. Mm-hmm. And I have women now that are like that say that, like, I was watching the show and that gave me the strength and the courage to say I could choose myself.
And that's amazing.
Like at the cons, I have one woman who got I Choose Me tattooed on her arm right here while I was watching at the con.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
While you were watching?
Yeah. Well, she had me write it on her arm. Sweetest lady. And
I do have good writing.
I didn't do it very good, though. It was some of my worst handwriting. And then I got word that she was over at the tattoo booth. Apparently they have tattoo booths at these cons sometimes. And she was getting it tattooed. So I went over there and held her hand.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I'm sorry. That's not very nice handwriting.
But she loves it. When did you realize, like, was it after it aired that it was a big deal, or was it years later that you're like, oh, wow?
I really think it was years later that it truly resonated me. And it wasn't even until recently when I was like exploring that idea of like going back to move forward, mm-hmm. you know, and like embracing all the things in my life, in my past, the experiences of that I've had, the big moments, like thinking about that stuff in order to move me forward. Because so often people want to move forward and they don't want to deal with their past. They don't want to associate with their past. They want to move on and be something new and be something different. But I was like, I really love, mm-hmm. you know, so many things in my past. Like I want to embrace some of them and bring them into my future. So this was one of those things that really came through for me. Mm. And then I just started talking about it more and more and like, you know, doing what I can to get this message out there to girls, women, guys, anyone, that choosing yourself is an option.
Feels like it would be wonderful if you could give the message to Donna. And I wonder if
It'd
that's
be wonderful,
an intentional
Jen, if you
thing.
Could give the message to Tori right now.
Oh, I give it to you all the time.
You do. She does.
Mm-hmm. Choose
it
yourself.
It feels intentional that she's so in the opposite.
You mean Donna?
Yeah, that Donna in this episode, there's this scene where she is so not choosing herself. Mm.
But I don't know that it ever comes back for Donna.
I don't think so. No, you know? not like as momentous as it does in this episode for you.
It might sound weird or crazy or maybe a little unstable, but I was, after I say I've made my choice, I choose me, I say, but I'll love you both till the day I die.
Yeah, I love that line too.
Yeah, same.
And I was like, that is so true for Kelly, but that was also so true for me, for yeah. Jenny, like of those two men in front of me that I'd worked with for 5 years now and loved so much in each in different ways, you know, like mm-hmm. definitely you feel the same way. We'll love each other till the day we die.
Mm. Yeah, all of us. Mm-hmm. So true, Jen.
Even if we don't, you know, jive or we're not getting along or whatever it is, like there's still that core of like love and connection that can never be.
It's called trauma bond. No, I'm just kidding. I had to take a nice moment.
I'm glad you bring that up, Jenny, because that line is not as famous as the I choose me, but I love that line. And like,
did you add that line or is that written?
Oh, that's a great question.
I can picture you adding that.
Oh, that's such a good question.
I don't know. I don't know. That might have come out of the discussion of me feeling a little bit like this is such a bold statement.
Oh, that gives me chills.
Maybe that was something that they added to sort of like take the sting off of that line. I don't know.
Wow. So good.
And everybody was encouraging her one way or the other. You know, Donna was saying, mm-hmm. go be with Brandon. Andrea was saying, get the brass ring.
Jesse said, choose the cobbler.
But I don't know. It's a great moment in the mm-hmm. in the history of the show. And I was very, very proud and honored to be a part of it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a real, real high for the show. It's really good.
It almost made, I don't want to say it, but like, as soon as I heard that line, I was like, okay, that's one of our most iconic lines ever. Like, mm-hmm. what happens now? Where do we go from here? Are there any others left?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I also felt like this was such a high for the show. And then I also felt that, like, where do we go now? Like,
yeah,
if she's not with Brandon or she's not with Dylan, am I going to want to watch this? Like, you know?
Yeah. No, you're not.
No, you're not. Some people are like, yeah.
Because, yeah.
You make some bad calls.
There's a lot of boyfriends
coming. There's,
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. We'll see. But
this was a very crescendo of the series.
Mm-hmm. I know. So did it jump the shark after this?
Most people think it's one more season till it jumps the shark.
One more.
Six is okay.
What defines that season that makes it it lasted another.
I don't know. That's a great question. I think we're going to have to analyze it.
And that we will. Mm-hmm. We will analyze it.
Bravo to both of you in this episode, because both of you had major stuff, very opposite, but really good.
Yeah, I think this is a good episode. Did you guys want to rate it at all?
Oh, it's obviously a 10, please.
10. Yeah.
Obviously.
It really is. Always will be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, Tori. Always will be. Where some of them ebb and flow or you change your mind over the years. This is a real 10.
Mm-hmm. It's a two-parter.
Yeah, there's more to come.
There's more to come?
Yeah.
Is the next part the season finale?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, but wait, the next episode, season 5, episode 31, P.S. I Love You Part 1.
Oh my gosh. So we have two more.
Two more episodes, you guys.
I'm sorry, but I think this season should have ended here.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
yeah.
And ended on Kelly's line. Like, that's it for the season. Boom, go out on the high note. Now I'm confused what's happening. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's going
to
happen?
To see, like, what's going to be the season finale.
The Walshes leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, do your homework. Watch season 5, episode 31, P.S. I Love You Part 1. And we will talk about it next week.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.